We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:03 on the fan, and a very good Friday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666. Is the phone number. We, of course, live and in living color from the Mike Francesa studios here high atop Hudson Street in Lower Manhattan. And we'll be here till 2 o'clock when the afternoon drive will come your way. Maggie, Bart, and Chris Carlin. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Happy Harvey Day. You know, here's the good news about Harvey, like, who stinks. Here's the good news about Harvey. He went 6. He broke his streak of consecutive starts of not getting out of the fifth inning. He was terrible. He was terrible.
I got to tell you, I'm proud of you and I'm proud of Matt. You both found positives. Matt found positives. You found positives. Last night.
The positives.
Last night I went on a boat. Okay? I went on a little boat trip with my wife and I got very, very seasick. I mean, I threw up a few times. It was a bad, bad scene. And then I got home, and I had everything ready to go.
You were throwing up on a boat? That means you will never go on a cruise?
Is that never, never,
oh, I wouldn't anyway.
Dude, it was a disaster.
No, bro.
And my wife was great.
I'm not a boat guy.
Me neither. And my wife was great. She took care of me. So I get off the boat. I go home. I'm all excited.
Where'd you go? What did you do, like the Circle Line? What'd you do?
It was something for Columbia University, because she got, what is it when you, after you get your degree, something after that? Oh, your master's.
Master's, yeah. Right, something like that.
So it was like a Columbia boat trip. Or something like that.
There's a contrast between Evan and his wife. She has a master's, doesn't know how to call it a master's.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Well,
exactly.
Hey.
No, you nailed it, Dove. Absolutely.
Hey, you know what? He's got a master's in show hosting.
That's right.
There you go.
So I got so sick on this boat, and my wife took care of me. We get off the stupid boat. We drive home, and I'm like, all right.
You pumped up.
I got my baseball team. I'm going to watch them.
Oh, so you had recorded it.
Of course.
Okay.
You know me. Yeah. DVR, it's about 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, my God.
I got my muffin. I'm excited.
Your muffin.
And
okay.
I'm telling you, I think I was sicker watching Matt Harvey than even floating around on that stupid boat. And it was as soon as he puts the first two guys on, happened.
You know, it's over.
It's over.
You know it's over.
Good night. And unlike some other pitchers in this rotation, like even Steven Matz and like even Zach Wheeler, when Matt gives up the runs early, you know it's not like he's going to settle down.
Nope.
Why not three more in the third inning?
Yep.
Put the exclamation point.
Well, he actually did settle down. He had 3 scoreless innings after
that.
I had to throw it in there.
Of course.
It's comic relief.
But
what do you want me to do?
And Matt, if you're listening, I know he blocked us on Twitter.
He's listening to us.
Matt. If you give up 3 runs in the first inning, or I'll give you another example. Last year, Zach Wheeler started a game against the Nationals on a Sunday night against Max Scherzer, and the first 4 guys got on. The 4th guy was Dan Murphy. It's a grand slam. Okay? But after that, Zach Wheeler pitched 6 scoreless innings and ended up at 7 innings, 4 runs, sort of kept the Mets in the game. When you get to 6 runs, that's the cutoff. There's no, you settle down.
No, you're 100% right.
3, okay.
No, 6.
4, maybe.
6 is the cutoff.
No, not 6.
It's really less than that. But
of course
I mean,
it is.
But, I mean, come on.
And I get that. I'm telling you.
What's his ERA, like 12 now?
Something like that.
No, it's like 6, I think. I think it's exactly 6.
Yeah, and you know what? That's misleading because, remember, in Matt Harvey's first start of the year, he pitched 5 scoreless innings.
Yep.
Since then, he's thrown 16 innings, and he's allowed 14 runs.
Unbelievable.
I got news. That ain't good. That's not good. He's given up 4 home runs.
This guy's done. He's done. I don't see any way that he's ever going to be even a relatively decent pitcher again. Can you even see that?
No.
Where is it?
And you have said this. I've said it before about different guys. A lot of us have fallen in love with this idea, and sometimes rightfully so, that in a contract year, you do it.
Yeah. Well,
this is his money year.
Oh, my God.
And he still stinks.
He may be giving money back next year.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
he's going to play for the Long Island Ducks next year.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's just, it's a disaster. I mean, how do you keep it in rotation? He can't be in a rotation anymore. When Vargas comes back, Wheeler and Vargas, there you go. I don't see how he's in a rotation.
Matt Harvey, Joe, is a starting pitcher.
He said it about five times last night. I know.
Because I really think that the only thing worse than Matt's performance last night on the field was actually his performance off the field. So here's a little bit of Matt Harvey after the game.
You know, the results aren't there. I feel bad that I couldn't have figured that out earlier and done better
bad.
To keep the damage limited, but it's a huge positive for me in
huge
those last three innings. And, I give Mickey a lot of credit for letting me go back out there. When you go out there, you've dealt with some injuries and a lot of failure. I've had a lot of issues bringing that onto the field, not being able to break through it. And I felt like today was a big breakthrough for me. I've dug myself in a hole for the last four starts and I really feel like those last three innings was a big step out of that hole. I think I showed that in the fifth, sixth inning, I can get people out still in the fifth, sixth inning when my pitch count gets up. So I'm a starting pitcher.
I'm a starting pitcher. Let me tell you something.
You know?
The future president is a guy by the name of The Rock, and The Rock had a great line. He would ask somebody a question, then he'd scream, "It doesn't matter." Matt, it doesn't matter if you think you're a starting pitcher anymore. It doesn't matter what Matt Harvey wants. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm sick of the words because they're empty. I'm sick of the positives that he always tries to find. He's bad. You said it best, Joe. He stinks.
He stinks. He looks like he's done. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, it's a sad commentary for where once this guy, where this guy once was and where he is now. I mean, I got no confidence they're ever winning a game that he's pitching. Unless they, light it up for about 20 runs in a game.
Even then.
And God knows they didn't do that last night.
No.
Against Matt Whistler, who they couldn't touch.
And that's another story in this game, the fact they couldn't touch Matt Whistler, kind of like his major league debut a few years ago.
Right.
But really, it's about Matt Harvey because the offense, you would think, will be fine. The offense
will
have
its good nights. No, I'm not
worried
about the offense. The whole game is about Harvey, of course.
It's about him.
Of course.
And as far as what they should do, I think it's very, very simple now. I think Mickey Callaway's got to call him into his office, and he's going to be kind. I'm going to be kind right now.
He'll be kind. You're going to be benevolent.
I'm going to be benevolent. All right. Know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to give Matt Harvey a choice. I'm going to say, listen, Matt, I'm going to give you a choice. It's totally up to you. Okay? Choice number one, Vegas. That's choice number one.
Right.
He's
got
to
sign off on that.
Exactly. That's why it's a choice.
Right.
You're going to start every 5 days. And this is what I would tell him. You're going to start every 5 days. And if you pitch well and we have an opening, you're the first guy back. No question. And I mean that. You're the first guy back. You pitch well down there. Something happens up here and something probably will happen up here.
Mm-hmm.
You're the first guy back. That's door number one.
Right.
Door number two is you're going to the bullpen. That's choice number two. You're not a starting pitcher. You go to the bullpen. And, Matt, maybe those outs in the fifth and sixth inning that you are waxing so poetic about, maybe those will be big outs because those will be the first outs you get because you're out of the bullpen. That's it, Matt. Those are the options. So choice number one, you think you're a starting pitcher, you're going to Vegas. Choice number two, maybe you can become Robert Gsellman. You go to the bullpen. That's it because, Joe, we said this to Heyman yesterday. What more of a sample size do you need?
There's not much more. Every game is the same. I mean, it's the same game every time with this guy. So, I don't see him going to Vegas. I don't think he's going there.
Then he's going to the bullpen.
Or
he's going home.
Yeah, well.
And he's not going home because he's a free agent at the end of the year. So, I'll give you that as a third option. Or you're going home, and then we're going to suspend you. Those are the options. Mm. Matt doesn't have any power anymore.
Or they're going to come up.
Boris,
I got another
doesn't
option.
Have it.
I got one other. They're going to come up with some phantom injury and put him on a DL.
I that's not an option.
I'm just saying that could.
They
happen.
May do that. That's not an option.
Okay.
Enough of that garbage.
Right.
Unless he's truly hurt, which he isn't.
Yeah. No, he's not hurt. Come on.
So then it's bullpen.
Right. Right.
Or you're starting in Vegas. That's it. And it's funny, man, because before the game last night, and I think I even said this on the air, he'd probably get another start after this, right? But now, what more do you need to see? I mean, these three starts that he's made since that first start against the Phillies, 16 innings, 14 runs.
Horrible. No, it's horrible.
Yes. It's terrible. So I don't know if there's really anything more to see. And his next start, if they allowed him to make one, would be against the St. Louis Cardinals. Mm. How do you think that would go? Mm.
Well, when is Vargas coming back? Is Vargas still like a couple, you know, like a week and a half or so away?
Well, it sounds like he's close. But overall, I mean, he comes back when the Mets are ready to have him back. And right now, I'd be ready to have him back because Matt Harvey is not giving them an opportunity to win baseball games every 5 days. He's just not.
No, of course.
And so Zach Wheeler, to his credit, and I give Zach credit, he wasn't great in that game against the Nationals, but at least he kept his team in the game and gave them a chance.
Hey, Harvey, three runs in six innings. We'd be doing a dance. That would be like a dominant performance for him.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Come on.
I agree. But we have gotten to the point now, and it truly is amazing, like you said earlier, how quickly he has fallen, how far he has fallen.
It's unbelievable how this guy has fallen completely now from one end of the spectrum to the other. I mean, no other way to say it.
5 years ago yesterday was the Harvey's better game.
Yeah.
Harvey's better. Mm. That was chanted at Steven Strasburg. If somebody said Matt Harvey was better than Steven Strasburg, we'd laugh at them. Yep. We would think they were insane.
Yep.
He has fallen mightily. And at this point, I think those are the only two realistic options that are left for Matt. And to Mickey Callaway's credit, he kept it open-ended on if he was going to make his next start. But the guy I really want to give credit to is Dave Island. Because Dave Island was asked about Matt Harvey's thesis that he has that, hey, I was so good in the fourth inning.
After the game, I missed this. I didn't hear Island's comments. What'd he say?
I'm paraphrasing here. Well, unfortunately, you start in the first inning, not the fourth inning.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
That's a good line.
Put the hammer down,
Dave. That's a good line by him.
Put the hammer down.
That's a good line.
Because you know what? The babying is over. Enough. The babying is gone. Matt Harvey's not going to be on this team next year. Scott Boras can release a term paper on why Matt Harvey deserves $90 million. Nobody's going to give it to him.
$90
million? Oh, you don't think Scotty would try? Oh, he'll try, Joe.
$90 million.
$90 million.
He's lucky he gets $9 million. 90.
For 3 years.
Right. Exactly.
The era of kissing Matt Harvey's ringless ring is over. He's not good, and now you've got to treat him like any other mediocre pitcher in the history of this franchise.
You know what, though? He's not even mediocre anymore.
You're right.
He's below mediocre.
You're right.
He's bad.
He's bad. He's bad. I mean, Steve Traxel. When I think of, like, Met pitchers now, Matt Harvey's on the level of and you know what? Steve Traxel was actually pretty good towards the end.
He had some decent years in Steve Traxel.
But
Steve Traxel did something.
That's why I brought him up. Go ahead.
I'm glad you did.
Good.
And Steve Traxel did something that I don't buy Matt Harvey would ever do. You mentioned going back down to the minor leagues to try to find himself.
Traxel
did that.
That's right.
And came back after that, and it was actually, like you said, was pretty good.
He was
after he did that.
He was a respectful middle of the rotation guy.
Exactly right.
He humbled himself.
Yes.
Now I don't know if Matt Harvey is capable of humbling himself. I'm not sure if that's possible.
I thought it was funny. Did you hear Ron Darling's comments last night when he talked about him going to the minor leagues and trying to find it? Like a lot of guys have.
Right.
I mean, he dismissed it immediately, and then he kind of backtracked it a little bit from the way he said it, that Matt Harvey, I don't see Matt Harvey being one of those guys. And his answer, you know, his reasoning for it was what he said to me was not really what he was thinking. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
you know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you
mean. He tried to sugarcoat it a little bit instead of saying, look, Harvey's, you know, he's too cocky or whatever the right word may be, even though he's been humbled. You know, he's not going to – it's too below him to go to the minor
leagues. Below him.
Right.
Steve Traxel –
And Darling didn't say that.
Steve Traxel was never Matt Harvey, not suggesting he was.
But of course
Steve Traxel was a Major League Baseball player who was 30 years old, and he humbled himself.
Yep.
Roy Halladay – and I understand this was before Roy Halladay became Roy Halladay.
Right, right.
But Roy Halladay was a major leaguer, and then he struggled. And you know what he did? He humbled himself, and he went to Syracuse.
And now he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yes. So, and it's up to Matt, because if Matt Harvey is asked this question, and he should be, from Mickey Callaway. I'm giving you the option. And by the way, they do have to ask him that to go to the minor leagues. We understand that.
Sure.
And like you pointed out, he probably would say no.
Probably.
But if Matt Harvey's answer is, you know what, Skip, I gave it a night and I thought about it. Put me in the bullpen. I want to win. I want to help this team win. And even though I prefer to be a starter, I want to help this team out of the bullpen. Then you know what? I'd say, good job, Matt. That's a great answer. Let's go. Because I suggested this last year about Matt Harvey.
Let's see him do it.
Wow.
I mean, he keeps saying I'm a starting pitcher.
Well,
I mean,
he doesn't have an option.
No, I understand that.
What's he going to do? No. Go home?
What he should do is go to the minor leagues. If I was Matt Harvey, seriously, I mean this, maybe he'll surprise us. I would go to the minor leagues and try to get myself straightened out somehow.
You know why I wouldn't? Not because of
you
humbling.
Wouldn't, or
why I would not.
Okay.
Or I prefer he not or whatever.
Okay, okay.
Because I don't think this can be straightened
okay.
out. And I think the only option Matt has is becoming an arm out of the bullpen. And it's possible. And guess what, Matt and Scott Boras, and you know this, you can make money that way.
Of course.
Become Wade Davis. He's doing okay financially. Become Wade Davis. And we go back further. Dennis Eckersley became a damn good relief pitcher.
Yep.
John Smoltz became a damn good relief pitcher.
Yep.
And they made money doing it.
Yep.
So I get what you're saying.
Both Hall of Famers, by the way.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And the only way Matt will ever go to Cooperstown is buying a ticket. And that's fine.
Oh, boy.
But you can have a good career as a relief pitcher. You can. And I remember last year when we were talking about this, what I suggested, and I wouldn't even suggest this anymore, is I said, if you send Matt to the bullpen, give him the boon of making him the closer and say, you're the closer. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that now.
No, well, no.
But that could be the future.
Maybe. Maybe.
And because right now, Joe, ask yourself this, realistically about Matt Harvey. He's made about 38 starts now since the end of 2015. Do you really think going to Vegas is going to fix anything?
Yeah.
He's done.
I'm just saying that's what I would do if it was me. If I really believe.
Interesting. You wouldn't try to reinvent yourself?
I would, but I would go to the minor leagues. If I really believe that I'm a starting pitcher, if I really believe that,
right.
that I know I can be still an effective starter, that's what I would do. Let me, what are you going to do? Let me go do that. Let me see if I could find myself in the minor leagues and go from there.
Do you think?
That's what I would do if it was me. You know, I'm not Matt Harvey.
Does Scott Boras have real conversations with him?
I don't know.
Because I'm curious, and he'll never admit this publicly, what he's thinking. Because, first of all, Boras lost a fortune on
this.
Well,
he can't be happy.
Well, he can't be
happy.
I'm
surprised Boras hasn't dropped him.
that may be coming.
Because, this guy ain't making me any money. I'm out of here.
But Scott Boras knows that if Matt Harvey ever became a really good relief pitcher, he could make $15 million a year.
Of course.
Right? Right now, as a starter, he's not making that.
No.
And I don't think there's any way he can make that anytime soon. So I get what you're saying because I think as a competitor, you always think you're better than what you
right,
are. Right.
Right? Right, yeah. I would think so.
I'll never forget Keon Dooling. I said something
Keon Dooling, the NBA
player. Point guard.
Yeah.
I made a comment to him, and I realized after I said it, boy, you know what? He doesn't look at it this way. I was talking about how the Nets are going to go after all these elite free agents, and you'll be on the bench, Keon. And Keon viewed himself as a starter.
Right.
And he's
right.
like, no. And at the time, I was like, well, this guy's crazy. But then I thought about it. He's an athlete.
Yeah.
Of course he thinks he's a starter.
Of course they do.
And I don't blame him for that.
No, you should. You should.
So Matt Harvey, you're right, Joe, probably genuinely views himself as a guy that can fix himself in AAA. But people have to have hard conversations with you. It's not coming from us. He doesn't care about us. And he doesn't care about anybody in the Met organization. But I would think that Scott Boras, who didn't Scott Boras lend him money a young part of his career because he thought it was such a great investment? What an investment that was.
Did he pay him back?
I don't know. I just made a hand signal, by the way, that I can't repeat on the air.
Oh, that's all right.
But the point is, he's
don't
the guy who's... I won't do it again. That's very inappropriate, and I apologize. I'm very, very sorry.
Oh, the pain.
But Scott Boras has to have that conversation with him.
Yeah. Here's the bottom line. He can't be in a rotation anymore. You know, that's it. No matter what he does, whether he goes to Vegas, whether he goes into the bullpen, whether he goes home, he can't be in the starting rotation anymore.
He can't.
He's a total liability.
He can't. And
he's a liability.
It's not four starts. It's the last 38 starts.
Yep.
There has not been enough. And you're delusional if you think there has been. Like Matt Harvey, there has not been enough to think this is changing. This is who he is. Unfortunately. And it pains me to see it.
Bro, we want to see the guy be great and for our team. That's all we want. But it's not there. He just and you know, you put him in a bullpen. I don't know. I mean, it seems like he's always in trouble in the first inning anyway, doesn't it? It seems like he's always in trouble in the first inning. Does he ever have a clean first inning?
No, but I think there's a different mentality when you go down there.
I understand.
And I think if you tell him, look, you're getting four outs or three outs, he's throwing more velocity and he's pitching with more of a reckless abandonance than he would when he comes in as a starter. So you're right about that sample size shows you, hey, what type of reliever would he be?
Right.
It's a completely different guy when he's pushed to the bullpen. Look at Robert Gazelman. He's got a different mentality
right.
in the bullpen.
But Robert Gazelman's a different guy. He wasn't Matt Harvey, and he had the kind of success Matt Harvey had early in his career. So Gazelman's a different kind of, you know, it's a different feel.
He had an ego issue, too. Comedy made about Sandy
he did,
last
but
year.
He never had the success as a starter that Harvey once had.
Hey, very few guys have.
No,
because
right.
Even a guy like Steve Traxel, who had a very nice major league career, he never had success like
never.
Matt Harvey did.
Never. Absolutely never.
We'll come back. We'll get everybody's opinion on this. We'll talk about the Yankees last night. David Robertson made it quite exciting. The defense continues to be lousy, but the Yankees won a baseball game against a good division rival, and that's the end all.
By the way, speaking of good division rivals, let me tell you something. This NL East is a lot better. Outside of the Marlins, this is a tough division now.
Oh, absolutely.
Atlanta's good. Philly's good.
Oh, yeah.
This is a much tougher division than we thought coming into the year.
Absolutely.
At least I thought.
Oh, yeah. I think the Phillies are a team that can be in a wild card race. I know Ernie was very high on Atlanta. We made a Philly-Atlanta bet.
Right,
the Braves
right.
look pretty good,
they
too.
Do.
So, no doubt, especially compared to years past, this is a much improved National League East. The only team, like you said, that you should destroy
is Miami. Correct.
The Braves are tough customers, especially when the Mets see Matt Whistler and Julio Teheran.
I know.
Because those two guys, oof.
I know. Julio Teheran can't beat anybody else, but he kills the Mets.
He's the anti-David
oh,
Price.
Oh, my God.
It's like the opposite of Price
and
with the Yankees.
And what's he pitching? He's pitching
Saturday against Jake.
Oh, against Jake. Okay.
Hell of a matchup.
He is.
So we'll get to the Yankees coming up. The NFL schedules are out. The NBA playoffs
That's
last night.
A loss.
Very Yes, a lot of them.
I watched a lot of the Philly game because the Met game was a disaster.
I got to admit, last night was that growing up game for Philadelphia.
Yes.
I picked Miami to win that series.
Yep. That was a close game. That game was like a close game till like about 6 minutes left in the fourth
quarter. And that's what's impressive about it.
And then
that's
they blew
exactly
him away.
That's exactly
it. I tell you
it.
What, I love this Ben Simmons. I mean, just the way. How old is this guy? Like 19?
He's young. 20, 21,
how good
I think.
Is this guy going to be?
He's going to be amazing. If he ever developed a jump shot, he may be the best player in the league.
Even if he doesn't, the guy is like unbelievable.
Tremendous player.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.